The road narrows and steepens now as we approach West Loo Hill itself. On the hillside, on the right, you will see a tower. If you walk the coastal path to Loo, you will find two more towers on the hillside above Hannafore and two more at Talon Bay. These are measured mile markers used by ships to calculate their speed.
On the hillside to the right, you will see a tower. This is one of four between Loo and Polperro, built originally in 1904 by the Navy. They are used, and still used, by ships coming out of Plymouth Dockyard to test their speed over what is a nautical mile, slightly longer than a land-based mile. The idea is that the ships join up the two posts near Loo, then speed down the channel to when they pass the two posts at Talland. When they were first put up in 1904, the local fishermen were very much against them. They said at first that they would spoil the countryside, and then later said that they would scare all the fishing away, these huge great battleships steaming up and down the channel.
Walkers should take care now, as the road is a single track with very high hedges and sharp bends. The junction at Downs Park Road leads to another much-loved vantage point in West Loo, an open space known as the Downs.
John Currer recounts childhood memories of the Downs area of West Loo and the work of West Loo Town Trust, a charity charged with overseeing this elevated area of West Loo.
I'm born and bred in West Loo. I've lived here all my life, and I'm currently the clerk of the West Loo Town Trust, who own an area known as the Downs. As you come down the hill into West Loo, at the top of West Loo Hill, you turn left at Downs Lane, and this lane brings you straight onto the top of the Downs. This area of land was given to the people of West Loo in 1873 in a conveyance from the Duchy of Cornwall. The land originally was used for grazing, and until the Second World War, that was its main use. At the same time, the top area of the Downs was used for as a sports field for the Loo School, which was in West Road. In fact, during my childhood, the whole of the top of the Downs was constantly in use by 20 to 30 West Loo boys playing football and arguing, and then playing football yet again. There was also the annual bonfire was put up there on West Loo, which very often got burnt down by the boys from East Loo. So we then had to visit East Loo to burn theirs down, although I'm not admitting this. The area sort of spreads down over the hill, facing mainly southeast. And from the top, you've got brilliant views in every direction of the East Loo River, the harbour, and Loo Bay. As you approach the centre of the Downs, you'll see a TV mast, and below there is a small wooded area known as the Influence Glade. This was created in the early 1980s, and the idea was that as children were born to Loo families, their names would be placed on plaques within this wood. Over time, the plaques have disappeared, but the wood is still worth a few minutes' stroll. As you get below the woods, to the east side of the woods, you'll come down onto a hard road, which is Downs Road. All the way along this road, there are seats in various significant points where you get the best views of the harbour, the river and the bay. The original extent of the West Loo Downs reached right down into Poleen Creek and right onto the West Loo River. The present northwestern boundary of the Downs is part of an ancient earthworks known as the Giant's Hedge, which is reputed to have run from Lerin to Loo.
That's the end of track 3. When you're ready, move on to track 4.